announcing Friday Night Live, broadcasting live from Waukesha and only on the Shaw at 540 a.m. and 101 FM. Live music every Friday night, beginning at 6 p.m., broadcasting from the Five Points in downtown Waukesha. Friday Night Live broadcasting begins June 3rd at 6 p.m. and will play out all summer long. A special guest host each Friday night. Tune in for the music and variety, or come downtown to the Five Points and join the party. Friday Night Live only on the Shaw.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Bankstad, and I own the Monaco Brewing Company, and I also have a super PAC. We make good trouble in the North Woods of Wisconsin. You can support our efforts at themonacobrewingcompany.com and buy our woke gear, like t-shirts, hoodies, and trucker hats. Enter the code RADIO and get 10% off on your next purchase. A portion of all sales support the Monaco Brewing Company super PAC, which is dark money meant for good. That's themonacobrewingcompany.com.
Duh.
Welcome back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are joined today by Josephine Janes and talking all things 3rd Congressional District, because she is the chair of the 3rd Congressional District Democrats. Right before we went to break, I was saying I don't know how to verify when you call yourself, when you call your book best-selling. Like, I think you can look up if it was on, because it's like best-selling on what? Because I feel like it's like best New York Times best-selling and like the different lists and stuff. But apparently, Derek Van Orden, candidate for the Republican ticket for the 3rd Congressional District for the general, ran and lost barely in 2020. He has a book called A Book of Man, A Navy SEAL's Guide to the Lost Art of Manhood. Not read it, can't claim. Shockingly, it has 70 reviews on Amazon, and it's pretty high reviews, but I'm also assuming that that's because there's a certain type of person who sees the title of that book and goes, yes, this is what I want to read. I need to learn how to be a man.
I feel like next Pride Month, the Prairie du Chien Library should include that book in their Pride section and see what he does. See what he does. You know, set it up there.
Just give real conflicting feelings of like, well, but you said that there's a pretty unsettling story in said book.
He tells a story of how when he was in the when he was a Navy SEAL, how he brags about sexually harassing female officers, or and it's, as a woman, like the fact that my potential future congressman brags about sexual harassment and doesn't even understand that what he did was sexual harassment is incredibly concerning. And then also, as the daughter of a retired lieutenant colonel, my dad retired from the Army in 2010, like growing up in my house, I had an example of military leadership every day. I watched my dad, I watched his colleagues. Like, that was my example every day. And to hear Derek Van Orden brag about being a leader in the military, like, that's not military leadership. Mm-hmm. And I feel confident calling him out on it because I know what military leadership is. His book about how to be a man, I take issue with it.
Yeah. So do you feel like your gut instinct, as far as having grown up in the communities that you've grown up in, now worked in politics and in different parts of the western part of the state, is this time around, do you think that, because he was such a newcomer in 2020, and it was still so, not that we're out of MAGAverse, and this concept of, you know, the people who are endorsed by Trump or that are still, you know, I think we talked about earlier this week, there's at least 120, I'm sure that he actually falls into that, but there's at least 120 Republican candidates who have won their primary, who will be on the general election ballot, who are flat out election deniers. I'm assuming he is one of those. But do you hear, because like you said, a lot of the Republicans that you know got the vaccine and stuff. And so are any of these stories of kind of his bad behavior breaking through and changing people's minds?
The problem is, there is not a whole lot of reporting on his behavior. You know, it gets like one headline maybe.
Well, I think the headline I found about the bunny, the bunny story, I think it was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which doesn't really help because I'm not sure how much distribution there is of that.
And also, he's good at campaigning. He's a good politician. I'm sure people who aren't from Western Wisconsin who have heard of him probably are familiar with his Twitter unhinged moments.
Which are? I don't follow him. I've seen a couple little combatant moments between him and Representative Mark Pocan.
Mark Pocan is a strong ally to the 3rd CD. He goes after Dirk Van Orden every opportunity he gets. But on Twitter, like, anyone who contradicts him, he either blocks or he tries to dox. Like, he wants to know who they voted for, who they've donated money to, where they live, and he tries to prove that they're trolls when a lot of them are actually his possible constituents. Like, he's, like, blocking people who, like, he would be representing if elected. But his persona on Twitter is a lot different than his persona on Facebook.
Really? Is it way more combative on Twitter?
Yes. He's more, because he understands his audiences and uses Twitter to try to get more of a national following, where Facebook is used for
Peapod.
Local. Yep.
Peapod 8.
Everywhere he goes, he takes a selfie with someone and he's like, oh, I loved seeing so-and-so at so-and-so event. He's good at making people feel special, you know?
Is he? Have you met him in person?
I have met him once at the Vernon County Dairy Breakfast this year. I saw him. He had gone over to talk to Senator Brad Paff, and I saw him, and I made a beeline for Brad, and I was like, oh, Senator! And I just made an effort to be like, this guy has a title, and you don't, because you lost. And then he was like, oh, I'm Dirk Van Orden. I was like, I know who you are. And that was it.
All right.
He didn't want to talk to me anymore. I think he could tell that we weren't going to have a fun conversation. But he's just, you know, you never hear him talk policy when he's with
people. Does he have a platform?
His platform is just, you know, Democrats suck and Joe Biden is mentally unhinged and, you know, gas prices are too high. Like, his whole platform is just bashing Democrats. Everything wrong with America is Democrats' fault. It's like a very Make America Great Again platform. He's endorsed by Trump.
Well, no, I know that much. But, like, so he has not necessarily made a great case for how well he understands the issues that are going on the western part of Wisconsin.
He avoids talking policy as much as possible.
Interesting.
It's very just, hi, I'm a nice guy, and I'm running for office, and I'm a former Navy SEAL. I served our country. Like, he's doing values-based messaging.
Which, funny you should bring that up, because that, we're going to go to a break soon, but talking about the narrowing Venn diagram between the Democratic Party and rural Wisconsin / rural America. And this is not a new topic, but I often feel like these conversations happen with people who are like me, who have no idea what we're talking about because we are city folk. And so I'm fascinated to hear what you are trying to scream at the Democratic Party to start to understand when it comes to getting out of Milwaukee and Madison and Green Bay and, like, the bigger cities, of actually how to talk to people who need some representation. And so a big part of that is values-based messaging, yep. Which I don't know if everyone knows what that is, so I'm excited for us to talk about it. All right, well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news, but we'll be back at 1:06 with As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.